Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. We are back with another Mailbag Monday. We've got a whole host of questions today, Angel, so let's jump in on them. What have we got?
Hey, Joe. I have been saved for almost a year, but don't have a clear idea on how to study the Bible. I don't really know how to do it. I do know that I need to spend most of my time in the New Testament, but past that, I don't have much direction.
And?
And I need some direction.
I tell everybody ever asks, how do you read the Bible? Start with Proverbs. If you read a proverb a day for a whole month and do it the next month, do it the third month, pretty soon you're going to get a hunger to go some other places. And it's going to refer you. Most Bibles have references to a chapter and a verse. Hey, look this up in Psalm 122. So, okay, I'll go there. Then I said, well, look this up in Ephesians chapter 6. And you'll go there. It creates its own hunger. So I said, start with Proverbs. You'll end up going through Psalms and then jump over into something. And I tell people, Genesis alone covers about 2,500 years of history. The entire New Testament covers 70 years of history. It's two different covenants, and God saw fit to put them in one book. It's good to know where you came from, where you're going, and why you're doing what you're doing right now. You know, Jesus knew three things. He knew where he came from. He said, I laid down my body in heaven, and, you know, took on a body of a man. I came down here. And so he became a human and said, you know, he talked about, I'm obeying my Father every day. And so I'm looking forward to the cross for the joy set in front of him. He knew where he was going. He knew where he came from, why he's here, where he's going. So that's the biggest thing everybody needs to know.
Well, and the New Living Bible, the Daily Bible, is a great place to start,
too. I love it. New Living Translation, Daily Walk Bible. I wore out so many of those. I love that Bible. It's a greased banana peel.
Yeah, and so it just kind of, yep. I like it a lot, too.
And by the way, get one you understand. Don't try to get all holy. Listen, I study King James has great references. I study out of the King James. I don't read the King James. I don't speak King James. So you're not trying to impress anybody. You know, God wrote the Bible for the simple-minded. So
thank God for that.
Yes, thank God.
Okay, Joe, I'm in high school and try to be a good witness, but it seems I'm always getting questions about the Bible that I can't answer. It's always something along the lines of creation or something. For instance, science says that the earth is millions of years old, but the Bible seems to suggest it is around 6,000 years old. I feel if I can't answer these types of things, they won't listen to anything else. Is there a place to learn some of these things? Or Okay, go ahead.
Well, my favorite book of all times is, I've got three. How the Cadillac Got Its Fins by Jack Mingo. It's a great Bible story. It's a secular book, but it's stories of people who invented things. And I love that book. Creativity. Be creative. But my favorite book about the Bible is Through the Bible in 24 Hours by Chuck Missler. Chuck Missler, Naval Academy. Very smart man. And he just took your run through. You read it, you know, if you read an hour a day, 24 hours, you've gone from Genesis to Revelation. I've been through that book probably three times. I'm going through it again right now. It just kind of helps get the big picture. And so most of the time people ask you something, you say, I don't know, I'll get back with you. You know about this? No, I don't know. And they all ask the question about the 6,000 years. Now, we debated this when I was at the university here in Tulsa years ago. I mean, it was a big issue. Do you believe they're 6,000 years old? I said, no, I'm not that stupid. It's old. It's older than Methuselah. It's old. You know, the universe is old. Well, what about the sixth age of creation? Well, there's nothing about the day one of creation. There's no mention of how long it was. There was no sun. There wasn't a sunrise, a sunset. You know, how do you know? You know, you don't know. The first day might have been 20 billion years. I don't know. I wasn't there. But to sit here and say the earth is only 6,000 years old, well, that's right. Well, what happened to the dinosaurs? Well, they were on the ark and all drowned. You know, you just make up, you ended up saying so stupid when you're trying to defend the 6,000 year deal. It's like, it doesn't bother me. God's still God. He made the universe and he holds everything together by the power of his word. So, I believe the universe is thousands and millions of years old. Been here forever. Big place. When God said light be, there was nothing. And all of a sudden the universe exploded. And most scientists will tell you the universe is still expanding. Most scientists will tell you, secular and Christian, that the universe is slowing down its expansion. And at one point, it will hit the maximum, and then it will draw back in on itself. And most secular scientists will tell you that. What's the universe doing? Expanding, moving like a freight train, but it's slowing down. And eventually, it'll stop, and then what's going to happen? It's going to reverse its course. It's going to come back in. Now, I don't know. That does not affect me theologically one way or the other. I don't care. I'm going to live forever with God. We're going to live in heaven, and heaven's not a planet. It's not a place. It's eternity. And so you start reading the Bible, you're like, don't get caught up in the technical things. You try to defend something, you'll sound stupid. Well, I believe this. Well, can you prove that? Can you prove that? You know, just stick with the Word of God. Just stick with the Word. So.
Joe, I just heard a poll was taken with 18 to 30-year-olds, and it showed that Christianity and religion is becoming less and less important. Do you think that's true?
Nope. No, I don't. Not according to my Bible. Now, maybe you've got a different book, but my Bible says in the last days that you got to read certain things in the last days. In the last days, people will be eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, buying, selling, building, and planting. Jesus said it will be business as usual till the day he comes back to this earth. Talked about in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. His sons and daughters are going to drop, prophesy, and dream dreams, have visions. It's going to be a miraculous time in the last days. There are more people on the mission field today than in the history of the church. There are more people being saved every day than in the history of the world. It's the last days, and God promised he was going to finish real strong in the last days. So there's the most incredible revival. I believe there's many a person will go to heaven and hear about the revival of the last days and said, what revival? They weren't looking for it. You don't see it if you're not looking for it. And so we're living in the greatest day of human history. God's moving like a freight train. But if you're not looking for him, you won't see him.
That is true. That is true. All right, Joe, how restrictive do we need to be as parents with TV and movies? It seems that absolutely everything is going down the tubes so fast that I'm not sure how protective I need to be.
You need to be protective.
The thing is that the PG movies now would have been rated R 10 years ago.
Yes, ma'am.
I know Joe's thoughts on this because everything he watches is black and white cowboy movies and or
good
musical,
guy wins. Every movie I watch, the good guy wins.
He watches them over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That's why he has a TV in his office.
That's right. I got my own TV.
And if we're watching TV together, most of the time I have on my headphones and I'm watching something else.
Angel asked, he said, so Joe, you want to sit down and watch a movie? I said, sure. And the first question, we did it last night. Last night, I said, does this movie end good? Does this movie end good?
And evidently it didn't. I fell asleep. And Joe was grouchy.
I got about 30 minutes after this, the dumbest thing I've ever watched in my life. And I pulled out and I went to watch Andy Griffith.
Yes, there is a steady flow of Andy Griffith.
Man, that's the dumbest thing I ever watched in my life. Had no plot, no plan, no, it just wacky, you know. It was crazy. So
yeah,
Well, the biggest thing on movies or video or books or anything, you guard your heart for out of it of the issues of life. I tell people, you are what you feed on. And if I can get you in a 5-minute conversation, I'll mark you. Mm-hmm. I know what you've been watching, what you've been listening to, what you've been reading. It'll come out of your mouth. You can't stop it. Mm-hmm. He said, what's wrong with the world? They feed on stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, and for example, I've taught this for years when I was a high school administrator. People get on, they're big on horror movies. Ooh, I want a horror movie. I said, that's a lie. The devil doesn't have horns. He doesn't puke green stuff. His head does not whirl around. Satan is the most beautiful creature God ever made. And he'll be so until he goes to the lake of fire and burns forever. He's a liar. And so there are no horror movies. It's a lie. So why do you want to? And it's even more shows. We were watching something, I think, last week, and they're advertising the new horror show. Come watch it. You know, and people are, you know, demon possessed and they got wings and they fly. I said, people don't have wings. They don't fly. That's a lie. And so the world's consumed with feeding on lies. Please take me crazier. You know, and so we wonder why there's, you know, the increased rate of just robberies or suicide or whatever. It's like, well, the world's just reacting to what it's feeding on. Guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. Watch what you look at and what you read. So we joke about it here on the program a lot, but yeah, I don't watch anything stupid. And the first thing I'll ask about any kind of movie, does this end good? I'm not watching
it. And he's very, and he only listens to Christmas music.
I'm all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Silent night, holy night, we three kings of Orinar.
That's why, again, in his office, he has doors that are usually shut.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Merry Christmas to me.
I do. Yeah, I definitely think you should watch what your kids. I always tell my kids, I paid for this computer. I paid for this phone. I paid for this. So you never know when I'm going to check on you. And so you better be careful what you're watching and what you're looking at.
Well, and as parents, Angie and I both are same. I think we've done great jobs as parents. We're not. You don't want to be overly restrictive. I'm trying to teach you something. I'm not trying to restrict you. You better not watch that. Better not listen to that. No, that's not going to work, because right. What you tell them not to do is the first thing they're going to do. They all have a sin nature. Every human's born with a sin nature. What are they going to do? I'm going to do what you tell me not to do. That's why people break the speed limit every day. It says on the interstate, 65. I can do 85. I get away with it. Well, that's a sin. The law said it's supposed to be 65. I'm driving fast. I want to drive. Well, you're going to get caught. Be sure your sin will find you out.
And that is so true about kids. You know, when I had kids, I would always let them eat candy and junk.
Yep.
And guess what?
They don't eat it.
They don't. I had to every year throw away Halloween candy, and there would always be stuff. But their friends would come over and just raid our pantry like they'd never seen,
yeah.
You know, Cheetos or whatever. But, you know, just like you said, make it a teaching experience.
Yeah, a teaching tool. You're not trying to restrict them.
Joe?
Yes.
Let's talk about this next one. And I want to say, as I lead into this, yesterday, I really liked it when you said, I need to spend more time with you. and that kind of goes into this.
Yes.
Let's talk about losing curiosity in your partner.
Yes. Yes, you have to guard that. I was at a marriage seminar a few years ago, and a man came up at the end of our session on Saturday, and he said, you know, I really enjoyed your seminar. He said, I'll share something. He said, you know, I fall in love with my wife about 6 or 7 times a year. And I said, what? Yeah, I fall in love with my wife all over again. And if you go to Revelation, God was telling the church at Ephesus, said, I'm really proud of you. You've done so many good things, but you've left your first love. You've fallen out of love with God. They said, what? I said, you need to remember from which you've fallen. You need to repent that you fell, and then you need to redo what you were doing when you were in love. I said, you need to repent that you fell away. Well, I'm sorry. I've fallen out of love with my spouse. I need to repent. I need to start dating them again. You know, when's the last time you took a spouse on a date? Ain't just to go down to the local coffee shop and get a cup of coffee. I remember one time we just went out on the porch. I made some coffee and some hot tea, went out on the porch because my wife told us we hadn't been on a date in 7 years. We've been dropping babies like rainwater. We hadn't been on a date. I said, oh, dear Lord, it's been that long. And I teach on it. So I went out on the front porch, and for 30 minutes we sat in a rocking chair, and we live on the side of a little mountain out here in Oklahoma. And so we didn't say a word for 30 minutes. We just rocked our chairs, drank my coffee, she drank her tea, and we were on a date. And so we looked at each other at the end of 30 minutes and said, that was great. She said, yeah, let's do it again tomorrow. The next day went another 30-minute date. So we had to kind of start all over again. You don't have to spend a fortune. You don't have to go to some big-time restaurant. Just start somewhere, but start spending time together.
Yeah.
And even if you don't talk, just sit next to each other. You know, just sit on the porch, or, you know, go for a walk, or you don't have to say anything. It's just being together. And you'll find, like, hey, I'm really glad I married you. Man, you're a blessing, man. You know, I forgot how much I'm attracted to you. And because we all get busy paying bills, taking care of kids, washing laundry, doing dishes, helping out with algebra homework, getting the kids to practice. And we just want we want quiet time. Every human wants the same thing. I need some downtime. I need some. Even the Son of God, Jesus, spent time alone. He got away by himself many times, almost every night. Where are you going? I need some time alone with my Father. I got to recharge myself.
Yeah.
I've been drained today.
Yeah.
They would drain them, so I got to reload. And even the Son of God did that. What are we going to do? I need some downtime. So if you're not getting it, you got to create it. So in a marriage, you got to create some time together. You don't have to do anything special. Just be together.
Yeah. I mean, when you said that yesterday, I was paying bills. And
Makers.
I had Forgot my password because I'm notorious for forgetting my password. And so I kept trying to get it, and I locked myself out. And then it said, you know, there's suspicious activity on your account. You got to call this number.
It's me. I'm trying to get in.
So I called the number, and they put me on hold, got some guy I couldn't understand, and then tried again. So anyways, went on for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I got so frustrated. I had this stack of bills I was paying. And then finally, I just said, let's go eat lunch or something. No, I said, I got to go for a drive. I got to get out.
Yep, got to get out.
So I came back. And finally, at the end of the day, I paid one bill for $39.
Woo, we're making progress.
So
we're going the right direction.
So it's very nice that I was very frustrated. And by the way, still cannot get on in that account. But I was very frustrated for you to say, hey, I need to spend more time with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? That's it. Just the little things. What do you think about this? Questions, you know, just staying interested.
Yes.
You can stir that up in your heart.
Yes. You need to constantly stir it up. The whole thing about that thing in Revelation was the church, God was bragging on them. This is the Son of God talking. I'm so glad about that. You've sacrificed, you've given, you've done all these things, you helped the poor. But I have one thing I'm disappointed in. You've fallen out of love.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing great things, but you've fallen. You can be married and be doing great things as a spouse, but you're not in love anymore. You don't do the things that love does. Mm-hmm. And so you got to learn how to be romantic again. I want to have on purpose. I'm whether I feel it or not. We're going on a date. Bless God. I don't care if we yell all the way there. We're going on a date. We're going to go get a coffee. Shut up.
That's funny. Well, Joe, that concludes this Monday. But guys, don't forget on Wednesdays, Joe does lifestyles that are very practical applications on very practical.
Yes, common sense.
Yes.
Common sense stuff
and
about
then
life.
Friday is the heroes of the Bible. Love that.
Oh, that's lovely.
Try to listen to that with your whole family because it's awesome.
Yep.
And again, thank you, partners, for making this
possible.
Hey, if you have any questions about Joe or I or the ministry, just check us out at joemcgee.com. Have a great week, guys.
Love you guys. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.